2005年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试全国卷一，这是2005年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试全国卷一英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注：2005年高考，辽宁、福建、山东、江西、安徽、江苏卷听力部分内容与全国卷一类同。注意，做题时请先将答案画在试卷上。该部分录音内容结束后，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me. Can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes. It's 9:15.
你有5秒钟的时间将正确答案画在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你应选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
1. Very nice skirts. How much are they?
$10 each, and $1 off if you buy 2. They are on sale. 2.
I know you want to talk about this report, but I'd like to tell you about my new computer.
Let's keep to the point. We can talk about that later, all right?
Okay.
3. Bill, that's a lovely painting in your living room.
I'm glad you like it. It's a Christmas gift from my son.
Well, it's beautiful.Your son has very good taste.
4. Sue, how is your new roommate?
She really makes me angry.
What happened?
She's always making loud noises at midnight. When I remind her,She's always rude. 5. Excuse me, I'm looking for Mr. Town.
Oh, he is not on this floor. He's on the 4th floor. Go down the stairs and turn left.
节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
6.
Did you finish typing that report?
Yes, I did, but I worked late.
It must be a long report, I guess.
Exactly. 12 pages. I spent 3 hours on it.
By the way, what time did you go home?
I left the office at about 9 o'clock. I got home at 10.
What did you have for dinner?
I sent out for a sandwich, and I ate it at my desk.
Did you finish typing that report?
Yes, I did, but I worked late.
It must be a long report, I guess.
Exactly. 12 pages. I spent 3 hours on it.
By the way, what time did you go home?
I left the office at about 9 o'clock. I got home at 10.
What did you have for dinner?
I sent out for a sandwich, and I ate it at my desk.
听第七段材料，回答第八、九题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
7.
Ricky, what's going on? Fred told me just now that you're going to leave us.
Yes.I really feel bad about it, but BMD came up with really a good offer.
Well, I didn't know that you were looking for a new job.
Just between you and me, I think we have some real problems in this department. Don't get me wrong, it has nothing to do with you, Frank. Everybody says that you're an excellent manager.
Problems? What problems? Do we have time to talk about it?Ricky, what's going on? Fred told me just now that you're going to leave us.
Yes. I really feel bad about it, but BMD came up with really a good offer.
Well, I didn't know that you were looking for a new job.
Just between you and me, I think we have some real problems in this department. Don't get me wrong, it has nothing to do with you, Frank. Everybody says that you're an excellent manager.
Problems? What problems? Do we have time to talk about it?
Listen to the 8th material. Answer the 10th to 12th questions. Now, you have 15 seconds to read these 3 questions.
8. You know, I've just finished some very interesting research for the newspaper about things people do in their spare time.
Really? What did you learn?
Well, I talked to 20 people, and 19 of them watch TV.
That's interesting. I never watch it. Do you?
Not much. Anyway, about half of them, 9 people, play some kind of sport.
I'm not surprised. People are getting more exercise these days.
Yes, a few of them go to the movies.
I do too.
But there is the most interesting result. Only one of them reads.
That's terrible.
You know, I've just finished some very interesting research for the newspaper about things people do in their spare time.
Really? What did you learn?
Well, I talked to 20 people, and 19 of them watch TV.
That's interesting. I never watch it. Do you?
Not much. Anyway, about half of them, 9 people, play some kind of sport.
I'm not surprised. People are getting more exercise these days.
Yes, a few of them go to the movies.
I do too.
But there is the most interesting result. Only one of them reads.
That's terrible.
9.
Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Are you going somewhere, or are you meeting someone?
I'm on my way to Washington. And you?
I'm on my way to San Francisco.
Really? I think San Francisco is probably the most exciting place in the US.
So do I. No other city has so many good restaurants or as much good music.
Is San Francisco your hometown?
No. I'm from a very small town in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't want to live there again either. I don't like small town living very much.
Neither do I, really. But small towns have their advantages. Less traffic.
And friendly people. You know, I'm beginning to feel homesick. By the way, where are you from?
China.
China? But you speak English like a native speaker. I didn't have any idea.
Oh, excuse me. It's time for my flight. Well, nice talking to you.
Me too. Bye.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I sit here?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Are you going somewhere? Or are you meeting someone?
I'm on my way to Washington. And you?
I'm on my way to San Francisco.
Really? I think San Francisco is probably the most exciting place in the US.
So do I. No other city has so many good restaurants or as much good music.
Is San Francisco your hometown?
No. I'm from a very small town in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't want to live there again either. I don't like small town living very much.
Neither do I, really. But small towns have their advantages. Less traffic.
And friendly people. You know, I'm beginning to feel homesick. By the way, where are you from?
China.
China? But you speak English like a native speaker. I didn't have any idea.
Oh, excuse me. It's time for my flight. Well, nice talking to you.
Me too. Bye.
10. Could you suggest some ways to bring family members closer together?
Well, I feel it's very important for families to have regular meals together. One of my good childhood memories was dinner with my parents and two sisters. Because my husband and I both work, and our three children are busy with their studies, we seldom have a chance to get together with the family. But we thought it would be possible for us to sit down and enjoy meals together every week. First, we tried setting three fixed dates, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but almost everyone was unhappy. Then, my son had the idea that everyone told me his or her most convenient days, and I would choose the two best days. For a while, the children were still unhappy with the idea. They said they would rather spend time with their friends playing sports. Gradually, though, they began to see these evenings together as interesting and helpful. We laughed a lot. We made plans for trips. We discussed each other's problems. After a couple of months, anyone who had to miss a family meal felt regretful. And now we all feel that we've been able to build much stronger relationships within the family than we had before.
Could you suggest some ways to bring family members closer together?
Well, I feel it's very important for families to have regular meals together. One of my good childhood memories was dinner with my parents, and because my husband and I both work, and our three children are busy with their studies, we seldom have a chance to get together with the family. But we thought it would be possible for us to sit down and enjoy meals together every week. First, we tried setting three fixed dates, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but almost everyone was unhappy. Then, my son had the idea that everyone told me his or her most convenient days, and I would choose the two best days. For a while, the children were still unhappy with the idea. They said they would rather spend time with their friends playing sports. Gradually, though, they began to see these evenings together as interesting and helpful. We laughed a lot. We made plans for trips. We discussed each other's problems. After a couple of months, anyone who had to miss a family meal felt regretful. And now we all...